section of the Ghanaian public divided on calls for the purchase of a new presidential jet, with experts warning that the president's continuous use of a commercial aircraft could be a threat to national security.
A country like Ghana, that we have everything, we have all the resources, then our president will be taking the public plane there is very disgraceful. So as for me, I support it. We should buy it.
And where Ghana is now, I don't think this is the right time for us to buy the presidential jet for the president.
More drama unfolding on this controversial subject, with a group of traders now wading in, forming a new coalition and stating that the country cannot afford another tragedy involving top Ghanaian officials aboard an aircraft. We'll get you the very latest here on Top Story. My name is Blessed Sugar, and Top Story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connecting Energies and Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Well, tonight, Joy News can confidently conclude that President Mahama will not be flying aboard Ghana's presidential aircraft as he proceeds with the second phase of his presidential travel to some parts of Southeast Asia. The president's initial itinerary upon the start of his tour was filled with so much controversy, with some members of the minority side in parliament insisting that the president had rented a luxurious vehicle, or a jet if you want to call it as such, when he could have easily used Ghana's presidential aircraft, which his own Foreign Minister Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa has named as one of the ideal forms of transporting a sitting Ghanaian president. Ever since that subject, opinions remain divided over whether or not the president should continue using a commercial aircraft, which is becoming a source of worry now for some Ghanaian traders and the advocacy group who are now arguing that Ghana cannot afford another aircraft disaster involving top Ghanaian official. Well, tonight, checks by Joy News is now revealing to us that Ghana's current presidential jet, the Falcon 900EX EZ, is in a sick state and is still not in the country. So what is the status now? And how does that inform the country's decision on purchasing or otherwise a new presidential aircraft? Well, my colleague Michael Nia-Shaleh has been looking through, coincidentally, the last address by the late Dr. Edward Omane Bwama, who was one of the 8 fallen heroes, which were laid to rest a couple of days ago. And Michael, in that address that he did as part of the government accountability series, pointed out the status of this aircraft that we're talking about and why the president appears to be using other forms of transport when indeed this is the officially assigned or designated aircraft for a Ghanaian president. First off, what is the name of this jet and what do we know about it? What can we say about that?
So we are talking about the Falcon 900EX EZ presidential jet. And we know that at a news conference sometime in July.
That's correct. I guess that was his very last address to the press.
Yes, the very, very last address to the press. Well, the late minister, may his soul rest in perfect peace, described the jet as a sick one, adding that it is sad to note that for some time now, whenever the president's jet goes for either maintenance or overhaul, the date that is scheduled for it to return to Ghana keeps changing. That's what he said. And then again, he travel deal, say he talks about, they said they have extended it to 2 months before and later 2.5. In this case, as you speak, the aircraft is still not in.
Okay, so which means that the timeline for this 900EX keeps changing. And we understand, of course, he's been explaining in that conference that this is due to the fact that some of the tanks are corroded. It's also because of how complicated the extent of damage is on these aircrafts, correct?
Blessed, in fact, if you add this press conference to what exactly he had to do with Parliament just days before that. He tells you, goes into the details, because this time when he's speaking to Parliament, tells us that, in fact, there are so many faults and corrosion. And the problem, in fact, with the Falcon is that you are not able to procure spare parts to replace some of the broken down parts.
Which was the challenge, a reason for which it's not coming back.
Exactly. One of the major reasons that forces whoever is doing the maintenance to keep pushing the maintenance schedule
ahead
all the time.
Yeah.
But certainly, even after July, we are close to the end of August.
Yeah, and it's still not
It's not clear inside whether the jet is going to come back anytime soon.
The question now as to where exactly that jet is what many Ghanaians are asking. As to, you know, well, you say it's on maintenance, but where exactly can we find this Falcon, which belongs to the Ghanaian state?
Well, we know that the Falcon 900EX Easy, registered as 9GEXE, was flown to the South Falcon Service DFS in Le Bourget in France.
Okay, so this is in France. Actually.
This is in France. Mm. On March 11, 2025, for its scheduled 24-month inspection.
Mm, mm, mm,
and that's exactly where we're expecting it to be. But currently, we are not able to confirm when exactly this will happen, given the multitude of challenges issues that they have realized with it, with the biggest of them being the inability to find ready or source ready available spare parts to make this jet ready for use.
My colleague Michael Niashali there with details for us. So we can confirm that, obviously, President Mahama will not continue his second phase of that travels in Southeast Asia aboard the presidential aircraft now. But the bigger question is, should Ghana buy a presidential aircraft now or focus on some other national priorities? There's a divided opinion on the streets of Accra when we find out from some persons earlier today.
It's very necessary that the nation has to have its own private presidential jet, because up to now that Ghana doesn't have those things, it's just like a joke to me, because the president traveling to another country needs to have his own private jet that he can fly to wherever he wants to go. But now that we are hiring jets, or maybe going in for a private that we have to hide, that one I think the nation is not ready for all those stuff.
Yeah, for the it's really necessary for the president to have his own jet, because to avoid cost. Because we hiring jets around, it's too expensive. So it's really necessary for us to have the jet.
Okay, as a country, we have to get our own private jet, because not every day that a president will go in as well or travel or use a commercial, because we have to, as a country, we have to have our own private jet. So it will cost us, but you have to buy it. If you say because of the money you won't buy it, I think that one is not fair. So my suggestion is we should buy one for our leaders, so that when they are going for a meeting or something, like, so they will use it.
I think it's good for us to buy a new jet for our president.
I think you shouldn't buy it. You should use the money to help the citizens in the country who are suffering, then build hospitals and also help the country financially, so that
as for me, my opinion about it is that they should buy it. In fact, it would be a very disgraceful that a country like Ghana, that we have everything, we have all the resources, then our president will be taking the public plane there. It's very disgraceful. So as for me, I support it. We should buy it.
And where Ghana is now, I don't think this is the right time for us to buy the presidential jet for the president.
I think you should buy it, because you should buy it. It be get benefit from him. So I think you should buy it right now.
And in the last few hours here on Top Story, there's been an interesting twist to the story about the presidential aircraft and calls for the purchase of a new one, because it is emerging that a group calling itself the Traders Advocacy Group, made up largely of a coalition of market traders, importers and exporters now, and other commerce groups, are now making a passionate appeal to the president to purchase a new aircraft. The group argues that the country cannot afford the tragic loss of top Ghanaian officials again aboard an aircraft, the reason for which they want the presidential jet to be purchased now. That's opening us up as to whether or not the country ought to consider that immediately. Joining the conversation tonight is Wing Commander, retired Patrick Nelson Sogbojo, former officer in the Ghana Air Force, and a former a president, we also understand, of one of the premier schools in this country. I'll tell you about that shortly. Also joining us is General Secretary of the Traders Advocacy Group Ghana, Nana Poku, and they are making the call. Nana, thank you for your time, and Squadron Leader, also grateful, Wing Commander, I should say, grateful for your time as well, gentlemen, for joining us here on Top Story. Let me start off with you, Nana Poku, because this call is coming from your group. Of all the groups, apologies to your profession, though, of all the groups in the world, and even in this country, you would least expect that the concern will be coming in from traders who are asking our president, who is asking our president now to purchase a new aircraft. Apologies for saying that, though, with all respect to your group. But you expect this to come from technicians, persons who've worked with the Ghana Armed Forces. Why traders asking the president to purchase a new jet now?
Thank you, my brother. I will come to your question. It's very, very interesting. But let me say, there's something you did on the street. The eyes have it. The eyes have it.
Are you really sure that you get that? Because there was a divided opinion. Some say
we should buy are more than those who are saying, those who are expressing the pettiness. Let me answer your question.
Wing Commander, if we could just listen to him briefly,
my submission was talking the grounds for you to know about airplanes. Not what people are speculating. Please.
Would he allow me to talk first before he comes in?
Okay.
Being an expert in
yes,
that area.
Precisely. Wing Commander, please hold
on. You ask a question which I
get that.
Answer.
I get that. So just land on your point. The Wing Commander will come through shortly. Apologies,
it.
Wing Commander. Yeah.
So the question you ask... Traders across Ghana travels more than, and business people travels more than any public officials in the country. We travel length and breadth of the whole globe by bringing in goods and imports into Ghana. We experience trauma with commercial airlines more than any person in Ghana. I mean the traders. For instance, I'll be traveling on the 1st of September to various countries to do my businesses. When you are on airborne, and at the end of the day, getting to the airport, waiting for flight, the inconveniences. Why should we sit down for a sitting president who is leading a multitude of about 35,000 people? We subject this person into this inconvenience.
You mean to say 35 million? You're referring to the country's population, I
assume. Yes, the country's population.
About 35.
We voted one person to lead us. We want that person to suffer. Why? And let me readjust my position by saying that the presidency is not for a person. It's an institution that we all, you know, pay allegiance to. We shouldn't be that petty. Ghana, we have the money to acquire the best aircraft for the nation. And at this time, when they are acquiring it, they should buy a befitting one that can even take more people.
Okay, but the point is...
The Falcon they'll be relying on.
Yeah, the point is the president isn't complaining. This is a president who
says... We will not allow the president to do his own thing. You go to America, the security people over there determine the day for the president. It's not the president determining the day for himself. You understand? You see, we are a country of too much talking. All the time, the negativity that happens in the country is what we cherish.
Okay,
what are we doing to ourselves?
Okay, hold on for me. Let's hear the technical explanation then, because you admit that Wing Commander Patrick Nelson Sogoto retired has expertise. Wing Commander, I believe that you're listening to the concerns now, and it's from traders. They say they travel a lot around the world, and the president should not be subjected to such inconveniences based on national security threats.
I'm honestly do not understand where my colleague is coming from. I had training in the United States too, in Europe too. The government decides depending on the efficiency, to buy airplane for the Air Force. The situation is that the one talk when you go to United States, they don't have one Air Force One. If you go to Nigeria, they have about 5 planes on a presidential fleet. Now, when it comes to airplanes, it's airplanes don't age. Airplanes are serviced according to the flying hours. We have check one, check two, check three, which you or the operators can check. When it gets to the final check, it has to be flown to the manufacturer. And he has the ability to check every item on the aircraft. Because when something happens when you're flying, you can't call a mechanic to come and fix it. So the Air Force is aware about how many hours the Falcon 9 has done. And it has to go to Paris. I even heard you earlier, they can't see where it is. Why is it? It's in a factory. And they've checked things and the fans are normally, they will have to check and change them before the plane comes back. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but
if Paul, you say that one group insisting that the president should have under control, fair enough. If Ghana has the money, buy some more planes for the presidential fleet. So when one is not working, the other one is working.
That's why, unfortunately,
not every country who has a presidential flight. Not every country. If you can afford it, you buy. But this current Falcon aircraft in France came into Ghana and during Kukwe's time, and it flies everywhere. But if it has reached where it should go to the factory, that is where it's been sent to. And you come back as new, it's an aeroplane. The fuselage has a time wear. The engines have a time wear, but the engines are time on flying hours. You can never exceed what they've told you to do. If it's 10 hours, 9.5 hours, you check it. But this Falcon has reached its maximum check, which should go to France, where it was manufactured. And if they found some things which are not okay, it is their duty to change them and we pay for it. But to say that the president, what about countries who don't have presidential fleet? Don't their presidents travel? They do. But we have presidential flight from Kwame Nkrumah's time. Nkrumah used the Heron. Then we bought the F-28, the Champion Kukwo, before this one came in. So if we have 2 or 3 airplanes, if this one is okay, maybe we'll give the other one. Because no pilot wants to take off to go and buy.
Before he checks.
But when the planes have gotten to each check period, you cannot change it. It has to go. So those who are saying they can't even place the aircraft, have they gone to the manufacturing brigade and the aircraft was not there? How are you going to fly a plane which is not fully serviceable back to Ghana? So if the president has an official work to do and his aircraft is not there, what is wrong with him taking commercial?
Yeah. The commercial part, and apologies, because of time, that's why I seem to be cutting through. But the issue about flying commercial for a head of state, is that the ideal form based on your experience in the Air Force?
What about them? There are many countries in Africa here, they don't have an aircraft for the president. They fly on commercial. Well, I wish that we had, as I'm saying, 2 or 3 airplanes in a fleet, but that will depend if we have the resources for it. So when one goes for servicing, another one is there. We see the angry, he's saying that president, yes, if you want to buy a Boeing 747 for him, go ahead. But it must fit the exigencies of the government.
Do you feel we've met that exigency?
Who will fly a plane which is due for a check? This is a question, sir. The plane is due for a check. And they're sending for it to be checked. They haven't. There's no time back. When they are ready, the plane will come back.
The description is that the jet is sick. That's the description.
The description is what?
That the jet is sick.
What is sick? But that's why it's gone for hospital in France. That's the main reason. Is I'm saying that aeroplanes have checks depending on their flight hours. You get to a point, it has to be checked. Check A, check B, check C, check D. But it gets to a certain check, it must be flown to the manufacturer. How was the plane flown from here to France? It was flown from Accra to France. And then the manufacturer has seen one or two things which they think must be changed. So why don't you give them chance to see who's going to fly it back in that condition?
Interesting questions there. And so there you have it, Nanapoku, the point from the experts that, look, it's a normal procedure and that it will be back in no time.
And I'm repeating that other countries who have resources don't have one aeroplane, the presidential fleet.
Exactly. Nanapoku, are you with us? He's the General Secretary of the Traders Advocacy Group. So now you have the technical experience or expertise and the explanation. Nanapoku, are you able to confirm to us if indeed you're satisfied with the explanation?
Look, I respect Commander Sobojob very much. His argument is on a different level altogether. But what we are calling for is the safety and dignity of Ghana. Not all the time. Because haven't we heard, we've heard of the Falcon doing so many emergency landings, but they don't tell the people.
We have the money.
Ghana is beyond pettiness. We have to buy a new aircraft, a new good jetliner for the nation.
He's asking
not
you a
for
question.
A president.
He's asking you a question. Where did that emergency landing happen with the Falcon?
It was alleged. I am not a pilot.
Yeah, so you don't. Have
I read
evidence.
It.
Yes, the evidence. It's not admissible.
Yeah, so you don't have evidence, do you?
So let me drift from it. What we are saying is that the country is right. The country has the resources to get a very good aircraft for the presidency. It's an institution. He said that we could have two or three. I alluded to that because if we have two, that can serve the purposes of the nation. Is it not right? Should we sit down for an accident to happen again and then we go to God and say, Radie, we are tired of it. Let us do away with pettiness and do the right things.
Now, who is going to determine whether we need one or two? Because every place, there are certain parts, whether you are flying or not, by
time. Commander Sobojo.
Hang on,
we respect your technical views and everything. But please, these are human beings. They have families. They have families. They have families.
Please hold on. Let's hear from Commander Sokwajo because he has some expertise. Commander, just make that point and then we hear from the traders again. Yes.
Fine. An extra aircraft. Go ahead. I'm telling you that in most countries, they don't have only one aircraft. And it's not the Air Force who buy. It's the government who determines that he thinks he needs a second aircraft. You buy it for the Air Force, they will fly it for you. So if the country thinks that we need another aircraft, it will depend how often will it be flown. Because there are certain parts on the aircraft, whether you fly or not, according to time, you have to think. So let the government decide that we think we need two or three or four. Like I'm saying, they go to most countries. They have three. I'll give you an example about Nigeria.
Ghana is not most countries. Ghana is a rich country that's supposed to have the good things in Ghana.
Yeah, I get
it.
I get
it.
I'll give you the time. I'll give you the time briefly. So don't worry, Nanapoku. Let's listen to Wing Commander as well. Wing Commander, you're just landing on the point there.
Yes, and if the government has money and feels that it needs two or three, let him go ahead. The Air Force is paying pilots to fly them. I'm not saying they shouldn't buy, but the government must determine whether it has the money to buy the two and what to be the two purposes. How often does the president travel? All this are taken by Minister of Defense. Okay, and they all determine that they want to buy. But I'm saying that it's not that this aircraft in France is so bad. It's about 15 years old. Most of the commercial flights you do, the body is about 30, 40 years. But provided the engines are okay, they take off and come back. So if they found fault with the Falcon, let them change them. They become airworthy. Without it being airworthy, no pilot will fly.
Great.
I hope my solution is excellent.
Indeed.
I'm not against buying another aeroplane.
Buying another one. Okay.
And I've just, I'll repeat.
Yeah.
If you buy an aeroplane, it stays down, you don't fly. There are some parts of it, whether you fly or not, you have to change them.
You have to change, definitely. So that's the point. Nana Poku, so going forward, your appeal in a minute to the president as we wrap up.
Yes, I think me and Captain Commander Sobojo, we are saying the same thing. Okay? He has actually expressed his expertise on aircraft when it comes to aircraft. Me, I have no ideas about it. By my concern as a Ghanaian, is that we shouldn't express pettiness over good people that we are losing. If we don't even have money, we go in for loans and come and throw it away in the bushes. So if we don't have money, they should go in for loans and buy something that will protect the officials. I want to go to the market and sell, not to hear of, oh, three ministers have died of aircraft, of air crash, whatever. We want a certain level of advancement in the country.
And indeed, that advancement is what we are all waiting to see what will happen. But grateful for your time. That's the General Secretary of the Traders Advocacy Group, Ghana, Nana Poku, forming that coalition with traders, importers, exporters, and a group of commerce traders. We wait to see what the outcome will be. But Wing Commander Patrick Nelson Sogbojo retired. Thank you also for providing us with technical expertise on this. Top story with Blessed Ogun brought to you by Telesil, connecting energies and holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy a holy sleep. Coming up is Ghana Connect. Please stay.